Folks, if you feel weak and run down, check with your doctor. But remember, to help you feel better fast, take Geritol.
And the Bears are a weak team.
Well, they're a 500 team that's 500.
All right, there you go. Lou does speak. So the Bears news this week, Lou, Cahill Mack and Roquan Smith refused to talk to the press. What is that about? The usual song and dance, right?
Usual. Nothing to be, you know, what are they going to say? The guy who calls our play sucks. I mean, come on.
You're the king of the back.
We ran for 17 yards in the first half. What do you think Roquan's going to say?
It's interesting that they got rid of Jordan Howard, and it completely took away their run offense.
But they got this kid. This guy. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Don't get it. But then again, you know, I guess they're smarter than us. Where's Fox?
Well, what if Mitch has another bad game? Are you going back to Chase?
To what? What are you going to go from?
Mediocrity.
Yeah. You
know,
it's like going from ketchup to Russian dressing, for crying out loud. I mean, they both suck.
Now the Chargers have been this kind of other team too. I don't know. They 1 week they're locks to win. The next week they lose to like Cleveland or something.
Well, you know, in all honesty, I had to pick the Giants as the lock this week simply because they're going against Mickey Rivers or whatever Rivers that is.
Mickey Rivers. You're in baseball mode there, Luke.
The fond favorite of one Rocca.
Rocca Smella.
Rocca Smella. Always going on. How did he do last week's pull that Rivers for you? Hey.
Okay, so in our quest to get all the football leagues that have tried to go against the NFL, we came across the World Football
League. Yes, the World Football League. Jam-packed with has-beens for a good year and a half.
Two seasons of the World Football League, and they seem to have about 10 franchises per city. Like, I see Charlotte had two, and, of course, Chicago had two. Chicago had two World Football
Two mints
League.
In one?
Two mints in one. They had two teams in the World Football League, and that's my pick for my team, and that would be the Chicago Winds.
The Winds. And what was the Winds record?
Probably 0-5.
0-5, okay.
I don't know.
Typical. I'm going to go with Memphis.
Memphis? The Memphis what, Lou?
The Memphis Barbecues.
Is that what they're called?
Yes, it is. They had such greats as Larry Zonka.
Zonk and his
Jim
last...
Jim Kick.
What did they do? They just imported...
And they got that great running back from the Montreal Alouettes, John Harvey. Paul Harvey's grandson.
Good old John Harvey.
And then, of course,
that
great Cleveland Brown receiver who later finished up his illustrious career with the Miami Dolphins, one Paul Warfield.
Paul Warfield.
You know?
Wasn't he also an actor, Lou, in like Jim Brown? He did play
Jim Brown, as a matter of fact. He did play Jim Brown.
That's how far back he went.
Yes, indeed.
Did Warfield play for the Dolphins, too?
Yes, he did.
See, so Jim Kick, Zonka, and Warfield played out their days in the World Football League.
You know, I guess the World Football League would be like a reverse mortgage, laxative, or some kind of cholesterol pill. The way these guys can get a little extra cash.
Wow, yeah. You know, they didn't have good financial planners, so, you know. Yeah. Oh, we got Zonka for $100,000 a year. Larry Zonka. Those guys, you know, the Miami Dolphin team that was undefeated always pops a cork whenever the team loses on a streak. So those old men still with us.
Here they are.
All right, Lou.
Whatever happened to Geritol?
Whatever happened to Jericho? We could use some right now. My wife, I think I'll keep her. Remember that, Adam? The first episode, this is a great story. The first episode of Saturday Night Live, 15-year-old Kamish sitting and watching the first episode of Saturday Night Live. I kid you not, I was looking forward to this. I was a comedy guy. They had a sketch, and I'm 15 years old, about Geritol. My wife, I think I'll keep her. But it was two dudes. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. I didn't understand it at 15. Can you imagine a kid not knowing what gay means at 15 today? Forget it. You know? It was so weird. Like, if somebody had come to me at when I graduated from high school in 78 and said, someday there will be gay marriage, and I would have said, I have no idea what you're talking about. Seriously.
You are from Indiana.
I am.
Anyway,
I'm
not to football.
Well, it's an interesting story. I'll give you your question of the week.
All right.
We saw where the World Football League, they got all the way to Hawaii. And, of course, they're playing in London now. Where is the next great NFL franchise outside the U.S.? Where should that be? That's your question of the week.
Wow, that's a very good question.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Sometimes I come up with one, you all know.
Right.
Mostly I get mocked for
Has
them.
Has Canada ever had an NFL team?
I don't think so. But maybe the CFL doesn't want the NFL. I don't know. Because they seem to do okay on their own. They got the Grey Cup, Lou.
Sure they do.
And was it Tressman? Remember Tressman came from the...
Doug Flutie?
Doug Flutie.
I'd have to let me say you take Canada out of the equation, and you got to think of travel. Guam doesn't count. What's Jamaica?
Jamaica. Jamaica, man.
Right, isn't it perfect weather right now in Jamaica?
Perfect weather.
Could be a little windy every now and then around October, November, you know.
Break up the game. Lou, it doesn't get any better than that. Give us your catchphrase out.
Our outstanding weekend.
And go Bears!
This is the Commish inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Geritol Dispensary. When you want to keep your wife, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell them Lou keeps you!